The start of this series yesterday brought some appreciative letters to our inbox. Will Sparks of Decatur, Alabama, recalls a previous series we did on China's Yellow River, and he writes this: I look forward to another enlightening and informative journey through a part of the world about which I know almost nothing. Thanks for keeping my mind open to new ideas, people, and places. We also had emails thanking us for Robert Siegel's conversation on Friday with baseball legend Willie Mays. Mays talked about being criticized by Jackie Robinson, who broke baseball's color line 4 years before Mays joined the New York Giants. Robinson felt Mays wasn't engaged enough in the civil rights movement.
I went to the White House as a man, not a black man. Mm-hmm. I know Jackie had a hard time when he came in. I applaud him. I don't know if I could have done the things that he did, but, you know, mm-hmm. what am I going to change? I can't change the world. I can live the way I live and hope that I can help people of all races all the time.
Well, Brian Pugh of Bronxville, New York, says he found Mays' perspective on race especially thoughtful. Pugh writes, it's okay that he felt that his role was to play good baseball and let others fight for civil rights. Pugh continues, Mays obviously believed that he was just like everyone else, that he had rights, and so he acted like it. He was way ahead of his time. My interview yesterday with the string band trio The Carolina Chocolate Drops propelled several of you up on your feet, including Bill Edens. He writes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I found myself dancing around my kitchen with a huge smile on my face, yee-hawing and hee-hawing. This is what I want my orchestra to do. Bill Edens happens to be the music director of the Edmonton Orchestra, way up there in Alberta, Canada. And who knows, maybe there could be a jug player in the orchestra pit sometime soon. We always enjoy hearing from you. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
Baby, baby, know just what to do.
Yes, sir. She even called me honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. She even buy me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, just want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
You're listening to All Things Considered.